Now, as promised, we're going to have that discussion with Associate Professor at the Sydney Pharmacy School, Dr. Niall Wheat. Recently, Health Minister Greg Hunt publicly announced that the Therapeutic Goods Administration has provisionally approved two new treatments for COVID-19. Experts believe that the new therapeutics are a game changer in the world's effort to overcome the devastation of this health crisis. The pills developed by Pfizer and Merck as an at-home option for Australia has been developed as an at-home treatment option for Australians. The group at higher risk of developing serious symptoms, such as the elderly and aged care residents, will be prioritised in the rollout. But the question is, what's taken so long for these drugs to be developed? How effective will they be in this stage of the pandemic? Joining us now, as I just mentioned before, is Dr. Niall Wheat, Associate Professor of the Sydney Pharmacy School. How are you, Niall?
Good morning. Thank you for having me on. I am wonderful.
That's good to hear. My pleasure. So just to kick it off, how do these new oral antiviral pills work?
Great. So there's two drugs that the government has approved. One's called Paxlovid. And what it does is it interferes with a protein that the virus needs to be able to replicate. And when we block up the function of that protein, the virus can't reproduce. The other drug, which is called Lagevrio, what it does is it makes errors get copied into the coding for the virus. So when the virus replicates itself, it makes non-viable versions of it that can't really cause disease.
Okay, great. Sorry, I had a bit of delay there. And obviously with every pill and every drug, there comes a side effect. What are some of the side effects of this medication, Niall?
So the side effects are pretty mild when you compare to a lot of other drugs. So they tend to be ones to do with gastrointestinal things, like maybe a little bit of nausea and vomiting, okay, diarrhea. Sometimes people get a headache, but they're pretty mild compared to what the symptoms of the virus are like.
Yeah, great. And obviously the new mutations we're starting to see makes the pandemic trajectory even more unpredictable. How effective are these pills against the new Omicron strain and, you know, potentially new strains?
Yeah, the science says that these drugs should work just as well for Omicron, okay, and anything that comes after Omicron. That when we talk about these new strains of virus, what we're talking about are changes in the spike protein, which is what the virus uses to get into cells to reproduce. These drugs don't attack the spike protein. So when the spike protein changes, it has no effect for these drugs. The enzyme that the Paxlovid does is the same no matter what strain of the virus it is. And the Lagevrio is just changing the coding for the virus. So that doesn't matter either.
Okay, that's great to hear. Obviously, that's good news. It's taken almost 2 years for these drugs to be made. Several vaccines have been developed in a shorter time period than therapeutics. Why has it taken so long for these drugs to be developed?
Well, this is where it's interesting. You say, why has it taken so long? I say, wow, hasn't it happened so fast?
Right.
Humans have a lot of trouble treating viruses. We're very good at bacteria. We've got antibiotics that treat bacteria very nicely, but we're not very good at making drugs that work against viruses. And if you look at AIDS, it took us decades to get the first drug. We've got influenza, right? We still don't have drugs that work for influenza. We've gone in a space of 2 years from having nothing to having 6 drugs that work for the virus to treat it and 4 vaccines that will help people stop them from getting serious disease. That is an incredible testament to science, I think.
Yeah, I agree. That is truly remarkable. So the impact of COVID has certainly had a devastating impact globally. I mean, that's needless to say, over the past 2 years. Some people may feel like the worst is behind us, while others may think otherwise. How important are these new medicines at this current stage of the pandemic, do you think?
These medicines are critical for this stage of the pandemic. It would have been great if we'd had them 2 years ago, but it is what it is. These two medicines, what sets them apart from other medicines we've already got is they're medicines that people can take at home. They're just tablets. And the whole purpose of this is, the purpose of these medicines is to keep people out of hospital, because that's the real problem with this virus. If you have to be hospitalized, you're a massive burden on the healthcare system. You could potentially die. And with these two new medicines, we can ease the burden on our overworked doctors and nurses and pharmacists and keep people at home. It can become a quite treatable disease that gets, you know, I can foresee in the next couple of years that COVID becomes no worse than what we generally think of with the flu.
Well, fingers crossed, yeah. I mean, obviously, these sounds like they're going to have an amazing effect. If people want to learn more about the pills and, you know, this way of treating COVID-19, where should they head? Is there anywhere, any, you know, sources that you trust?
Yeah, so the Therapeutic Goods Administration is the government body that regulates medicines in Australia, and they have information for patients on their website. They're called Consumer Medicine Information Sheets. And what they are documents designed to explain to the average person about these medicines. And they're available from the TGA's website.
Terrific. We'll throw a link to that on the 2SER website so people can head there if they want more information. Niall, I've got to say a big thanks for taking the time this morning and, you know, shedding really interesting insight into those new medications. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That was Dr. Niall Wheat providing valuable insight into the new COVID-19 medications. They're expected to arrive over the coming weeks.